Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, this is Pia Barancini, and welcome to Everything is the Best, the podcast where I get vulnerable and make others do it with me. The goal here is to deep dive into interesting people's journeys, finding common denominators, and hopefully making you feel not so alone. So let's laugh, let's cry, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Honestly, get him in his bed.
I feel for him, man.
Okay, so the context is right now, Nutella's on the bed. Nutella doesn't know.
Which, by the way,
So then train her.
No, but what I'm saying, la legge uguale per tutti. Like, laws should be the same for every dog.
Yeah, I'm down for the whole tutti thing. But in the meantime, Nutella has no clue how to sleep.
She can sleep on the ground.
Davide, sure, fine. Yeah, so. But Chichi also used to only sleep in his bed. Now he's here.
Okay, let's rewind 1 second. Chichi used to be the only dog the bed. Chichi used to be the only dog sleeping in a bed. And Chichi used to be the only one. This used to be our companion, our travel companion.
It's not like I said,
events,
let's get Nutella.
Restaurants and other stuff.
He still goes to work with you. He goes to restaurants. He travels.
Now you are denying him what he's been used to do forever.
Okay, this has nothing to do with me denying him
Nutella
anything.
Nutella is like layered down like a
at the end of the bed and doesn't snore.
Occupying a half of the bed, and she's just losing at him. Like she's looking at him.
She's
like,
not. She's passed out.
She doesn't down there. Like
she
I'm
would
here,
never.
Like I'm here.
She doesn't even. She's not even. She's in love with him.
Impartial. You're not being equally.
I don't think you give Nutella enough credit for being a wonderful, sweet, thoughtful angel. You also were the one. This Nutella was supposed to be like your dog that you trained.
No, aspetta, Pia.
Oh my god.
Nutella used to be supposed to be your dog, family dog, baby dog.
I said, if we get a dog that's big, if we're going to commit
saving her, this dog. She was obsessed with me as a puppy, and you would get mad because of that obsession, trying to detach Nutella from my leadership. This happened.
Leadership?
I still remember you being frustrated by Nutella chasing me around the house.
Honestly think there are times in our life where there are completely different realities.
Where you forget reality.
Okay, so get Nutella and Chichi off the bed.
Well,
and
Chichi's not yet in the bed because he's very polite, and I didn't give him I didn't approve him to be in the bed. He looked at me and he understood, and now he's there down somewhere.
You just rewrote history. I'm the one that told him not to get up. Oh, you guys, this dog bullshit. Also, why are you going to drink your water that loud when we're supposed to be recording?
That's because the canteen is. Oh, we can actually have some of your water.
In 2022, we drink water.
Gallon canteen.
I want all of you to know that neither of us drink water. And no matter how hydrated we might look in photos on the internet, neither one of us
are
hydrated.
We both look
We look hydrated.
very diligent.
No, I don't drink water. But now I drink water.
The amount of liquids that we consume per day.
Okay. Before we...
I'm very proud that we don't drink any soda or like, you know.
No, but you do have 8 espressos a day. Which is a lot of espresso.
Espresso, we're putting espresso in the pot with
no,
soda.
No, I'm just saying sugary, like you drink a lot of...
With no sugar, drink...
Yeah, I'm not saying...
No, you said it in a way that sounded to me like...
You have something that you're consuming that tastes delicious to you and gives you a caffeine spike all
sugar-less.
Day.
Sugarless.
I'm not saying...
Calories. Calorie-less.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
You just punched me.
Did you're trying to
this
become...
This is not a video.
You're trying...
But you just fully punched me in the arm. Like, you're you just fully wanted to hurt me.
No, you're trying to be combative.
What's the matter with you? With my dog, my coffee, my coffee.
No, you're trying to be...
And me now, you just punched me physically. Are you okay with me? It seems that Chichi and I are not welcome in this environment.
You're trying to be combative with me.
I don't know, man. You put also all this lotion on your body that smells very
Davide, I have
organic
bumps.
And
I have bumps on my arms.
No, but this is in my this is a little
all
bit
I,
of an hostile like
all
environment.
I,
you know?
All I do all the time is try to get laid. I want to smell good and be soft.
I love you.
And look nice.
On the
and
smell good, we got to do a better job. The mask smells like a cow.
I just put on Mask Vivant from Biologie Recherche.
You put the rope on top.
Okay.
Like which to make it moist. Like,
okay.
I don't
which
know,
if right? any girl knows, that's wow. the best mask on the planet. And my pores were looking wow. very clogged Ooh. And my skin was looking dull. And so I put on my mask.
I
and
hope
then
that every single girl does that. Because
oh my God.
There's you no mean, way. There's no way.
Okay.
That you
and
want.
Then I have insane bumps. I have KP all over my legs and arms, and even my doctor has no idea what it's fucking from. And 3 people recommended that I put ozonated olive oil on my arms, and it smells really bad.
It's anti-aggression. You put if you guys are concerned about being assaulted out there, you put this. What is it? This on it, and this is anti. This is anti...
You're making me feel bad about myself.
I'm joking.
I had some acne on my skin and bumps on my arms, and I'm trying
most.
To do the nice, natural things to
most.
Fix
it's
it.
It's very natural.
I'll
it
go
smells
sleep.
Very natural.
I'll go sleep downstairs. Don't
I would
worry.
Never send you to sleep downstairs.
I'll go sleep downstairs. It's okay.
Now I'm the bad guy. I was just saying, you assaulted, like you denied my dog. A comfortable.
There is no
place
your dog or my dog. The dog
bed.
Is on a fucking
on a
antique
hard,
love
antique,
seat.
Cold piece of furniture, canvasy record like canvas covered.
Okay.
Probably right. extremely uncomfortable.
That's where Nina sleeps every night. Usually,
no, Nina is now on a comfortable bed with a blanket.
Yeah, she looks so cute, like a little
okay,
cow.
So, and Nutella is right next to your teddy bear. And
yeah.
Chichi is isolated by himself.
Okay. No, he's not.
And he got attacked
he's
for
literally
the amount
in
of
the fucking love seat.
Day,
I wasn't attacking you. I was
like
just saying you don't drink soda because you drink
like,
coffee all day, which is great.
My character, like this is, I feel like very, and now when I express my opinion about the environment, I mean it, you just throw it at me a fool,
oh
like
God.
You attack me and victimize yourself.
The environment
yourself.
That I'm in.
Also have to say, daddy grass work.
Yeah, you're high, dude.
Holy.
I told you not to get high before the podcast, dog. What the fuck?
What is this language? It felt good. It felt nice.
I told you not to do
very
that.
Very relaxed, but I also feel extremely sharp.
Not sharp, stupid.
Like, no, sharp, like, I feel extremely, like, I'm on fire. I'm in a good,
okay.
I'm ready to rumble.
Yeah, you seem like you're really on fire, buddy. Okay. I love to explore new wines. But, you know, sometimes I'm not always sure what I want to get, and I really don't want to be disappointed. That's why I love First Leaf Wine Club. They remove all the guesswork, doing all the hard work to discover great wines so I can just drink them. First Leaf winemakers sample 10,000 wines a year across 5 continents and 12 countries and select only the best bottles for the club. By the way, if you guys ever want to hire me, I am available for this job. First Leaf believes wine is personal. They create a custom wine print for each member and maps their vast portfolio of wines to each person's unique taste preferences once you take their 5-minute quiz. The more wines you rate, the more each shipment is personalized to your taste. There are no contracts or cancellation fees. And if you're not happy with a wine you receive, First Leaf will give you a credit towards your next shipment for a risk-free way to explore endless array of world-class wine. I also really love the fact that I'm getting wines from different regions because obviously I'm used to like a Napa Valley wine or a Sicilian wine. Like there's wines all over the world that taste incredible. Like the last bottle of wine I really loved from the club was from Argentina. So listen, celebrate your special firsts and the moments that count with First Leaf, the wine club designed to help you discover new wines you'll love, personalize your taste, delivered to your door. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 with free shipping. You heard me. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/best. That's tryfirstleaf.com/BEST for 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 with free shipping. Here's a toast to firsts. May you enjoy them with the people that you love from first sip to the last. Tryfirstleaf.com/best.
Have you been looking for a place to talk all things parenting? And I'm not talking about who makes the best stroller, but the really important stuff like how to be a better and more connected parent or how to raise children with empathy. Well, you are in the right place, folks. My name is Brandy Jordan, and I am a doula and parenting expert, and this is my show, Dear Doula. I will be giving you practical and impactful tips to parent with more joy, more calm, and more ease. I will also be talking to parents and experts who will be helping us to reimagine what it looks like to nurture ourselves and parent in more gentle and mindful ways. I am so excited to be in community with all of you. Can't wait to hear from you.
You want to give a Carmela update before we get into these questions?
She's the best. She's the absolute best thing ever happened in my life beside marrying you. No, she's wonderful.
You know? Andre Leon Talley died?
Excuse me? Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Oh, my God. How? Oh, no.
Oh, it's very sad. Very, very sad news.
What a beautiful, iconic man who got really fucked over.
Beautiful, iconic.
With his career. Oh, my God. How horrible. 73. That's my mom's age. Okay.
It's my father's age.
Oh, that's how old Chuck was when he died. Yeah. Do you want to give any other life updates? Or
I'm killing it.
Yes, you are killing it.
Oh, I'm feeling a great mental and spiritual, very good shape. I think it's really because of, you know, like Carmela and us and everything is
what about
us? Learning in place. I love you.
Yeah, we love each other.
I just realized it was morally flexing, so I tried to.
No, Gigi's snoring is going to be in the background.
Isn't it nice? Almost like, like one noise.
Dancing the baby. Okay. Okay. Also, hold on. Before I ask this question or read this question, I have a question for you. You said you feel spiritually really good.
Pardon my yawn.
I say morally and
you said spiritually also. I was wondering if you have any spiritual practices I don't know about. Are you like meditating or?
I don't meditate. I think spiritually you can work on yourself, and meditation is, you know, is just a form of.
Well, yeah, the best form.
Exercise. No, there is some people breathe like through breathing and.
Dr. Lekos did a...
I think it's important to take some time for yourself, spiritually, in any form of that. Like, for me, driving to the beach is a form of... It's comparable to meditation, to meditate. You know?
Dr. Lekos did a breathing thing
with his like breath work. That's what it's called. Idiot me. With his partner and said that he fucking cried like a baby. And now he can't. Now he does it all the time. Like the first time he did it, it just like released so much. Mm-hmm. And now he loves doing it. And my friend Nadia sent me her breath work class. It is in my email. Is that something that you would be, would you want to do that with me?
You know, I love my way to find.
Well, you just want, I know. But
my spiritual self.
That was the most polite decline. Okay. Okay.
No, you know, I like to work on my bike, and like I clean my car, like I go up for a run, you know. I love to cook.
I don't have anything that I do that gives me.
Yeah, I love the ocean again. Like I have a few things that. And I also realize that I'm lucky enough to play music all day, like at the store. And
I play music at home when you're at work.
That's also a form of.
Yeah. Okay. Dearest Pia and Davide, I'm 29 years old. And before Davide says, why does that matter? I'll throw it out there that it's for context. Early last year, I got out of a 4-year relationship. And before that, I was in a 6-year relationship. At the end of these two, I find myself in a place where I refuse to settle. Long story short, a man I've known for almost 10 years professed his love to me, and I've always had a little crush on him too. Oh my God. We aren't together, but have been exploring dating the last few months. He's Arabic, and I love his morals and his family values, but I also feel like everything is about him. If he has a bad day or his body is sore and it needs to be addressed, but when he makes comments like, wow, that's your problem. I have pictured life with him. He says he sees me as a wife, wants kids and all the same things that I do in the long run, but says, and he's romantic and sweet, but I guess I haven't gotten to experience really that part deeply yet. Here's the plot twist. I was praying. I told God I have endured being walked all over and I'm done with relationships that are one-sided. I have taken terrifying unknown steps to get to a place of knowing myself, and now I refuse to be complacent. I told God what I really wanted was something passionate, something where my love and efforts are reciprocated. First of all, I'm just going to interrupt this to say that is exactly the shit that you should be doing, is sending those messages out.
It works.
Where I feel like the beautiful and strong woman, love and efforts should be reciprocated, where I feel like the beautiful and strong woman that I know that I am. And then boom, I was at the gym and I noticed a couple of new guys during my early morning sessions. One of them would stare at me like crazy. So one day I decided to put a sticky note on his car with my IG name. Mind you, I never am that bold or forward. We started talking and holy crap, is he a charmer. He's from Colombia. Oof.
Damn, girl.
I've done that before. I'm sorry.
Arabic Colombian men are having good time.
He's from Colombia, and I had to go back after being here for a few months. He's finishing his pilot. He's finishing his pilot. But we had the most amazing month together and getting to know one another. He's passionate, kind, respectful, just everything. I would wake up to get ready for work in the morning, and he would refuse to let me make the bed. Instead, he would do that. Then go clean my kitchen, come kiss me on the neck when I brush my teeth. Everything I just prayed to God for, literally, it dropped in my lap. Even when I got sick while he was here, he took care of me without batting an eye, where the other guy was like, let me know when you're better so I can see you. Now I have the Arabic man and the Colombian man, and I don't know what to do. They both say they're falling in love with me. Oh my God, girl, when it rains, it fucking pours, bitch. I am the woman of their dreams. I know the Arabic man well, but the Colombian man is new, so I'm hesitant. Physically, the Arabic man is more my type, but sexually, the chemistry isn't as strong. I know I would have to secure a future with him, but I'm scared I would be sacrificing an emotionally fulfilling future. I don't even need to read the rest of this. You just can't have a life with a partner that's not. Then the Colombian guy's physically isn't as much my type, but the sexual, mental, and emotional chemistry is on fire. And the future with him is completely unknown. And there's also the fact that there's a little bit of a language barrier, but I'm trying hard to learn Spanish. So far, I've been helping him with his English. I don't want a lukewarm relationship. I want something passionate, but I'm at a loss right now. Okay. There's a couple more. Okay. Here's what you need to do. The way you should be talking about the man that you want to marry is not anything how you described the Arabic man, besides that you're attracted to him physically. I'm sure you have a good time with him and whatnot. I know this is clearly a Cliff's note, but you totally should be describing him in email as somebody that you cannot live without. Why I love my husband and why every day of my life is wonderful is because he does things like that. Like every day he kisses my neck and touches my hand and tell me he loves me. That's our love language. So it sounds like guy number one doesn't really share your same love language. And if you're already feeling like this now, it's just going to get more clear that you want more out of your relationship later.
Yeah.
Were you listening or you were looking at soccer on your phone?
I listened to what you were saying. I was letting you articulate it in
what do you think?
I think that, and I appreciated that she, you know, like tried to give us as many as reference as possible, but you can have a relate. You can, first of all, you should explore whatever makes you satisfied.
You also don't need to like pick either one right now.
Or neither. I disagree on that. Like you can't just put together a guy out of a two guy. Like you're looking for something else then. So I'm okay for you enjoying the situation and you should, but is this what you needed? Do you need two guys to kind of accomplish the task that the right guy will do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm clear on that.
I think that you're like thinking that you want to be in a relationship really bad.
And you might don't.
So you're, so maybe correct. It's not like you need to pick one or the other. I would definitely say guy number one is like clearly not checking boxes that are like literally what you prayed for. So I know it'll hurt because, you know, you're like, oh, we both had a crush on each other for so long and maybe this could be a thing. And like,
she mentioned a culture. She mentioned two extremely something in common but very extreme culture, and you know what I'm trying to say, like I'm struggling articulating what I'm trying to say. It's like you should not like,
yeah, but I will say about culture though,
need to pick.
I will say about culture is like it's the same thing with Italian men. Like you can get very loving, adoring Italian men, and you can get some Italian men that are more misogynistic. Like, and I've seen that within people that are close to you. Like,
of course,
you just happen to be somebody that's really loving.
She made some specific examples of, like, you know.
Yeah, but that could just be his personality.
But without going too much into details, I think that, it's like just
I think
the situation. But I don't know if you have.
Also, by the way, both futures are unknown. You're saying that the future with the Colombian guy is unknown, but like, so is the future with the other guy. And it may be that you know that the guy number one wants kids and marriage, but like, that's not like a reason to be with somebody.
No, I also want to say the romantic side of it is that
you gotta have
when
so
you
much
will
rather.
Love somebody, you will love the good and the bad of the person that is next to you. And she seems approaching this situation in a very rational way. And that usually doesn't necessarily go with strong feeling, you know? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Like she doesn't seem, she seems very.
You're being too analytical
lucid,
about it.
Very, 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 very sharp on, too rational, yeah.
Listen, if you want me to be specific, my specific advice is, it's going to hurt, but that's okay. Life hurts. Gracefully let go of the first dude. Have fun exploring your relationship with the second guy. And know that so long as you keep doing your prayer work and following those intentions and being true to yourself and knowing that those are the things that you want for the rest of your life, that you will end up with the exact person you're supposed to be.
And it's okay not knowing what you want for the rest of your life at 29. It is okay.
Yeah, but if you're saying that those are the things that you want passion
sure,
and
love,
then keep your eye on the price.
Absolutely.
And don't be like, oh, this guy is nice, but he doesn't do those things. And you've been praying for them. You know the answer. And you also came out of two, like you're a relationship girl. So like lean into like, by the way, think about it like this. You've been in relationships for 10 years. You're 29.
Which is a long.
You're in the middle or like towards the end of your Saturn return. You will end up with someone.
Take your time. I agree.
Fucking enjoy it. Date tons of people. I'm not saying go fuck everything that moves, but date. Think if you change your thought process to these are the last moments of my life where I get to be single before I literally commit to the rest of my life with one person. The narrative switches a little bit. It becomes more fun and exciting and enjoyable and not so like, well, am I alone? It becomes very like, I'm fucking alone and this is awesome.
2022 is hopefully about celebrating our newfound self-awareness and making positive changes. And Audible helps make space for what matters to you. It's a destination for your wellness, whether you're looking to soul search, be inspired, or, you know, work towards new goals, unwind, or simply be entertained. And that is because Audible has audiobooks. They have endless amounts of podcasts. They have guided wellness programs. They have theatrical performances, comedy, and originals, which is incredible. So for me personally, one of my big goals, of course, was going on very long walks. And my God, is it easy to go on a long walk and enjoy it when you're listening to an audiobook or your favorite podcast? So listen, they have Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. There's also, like I said, thousands of podcasts from popular favorites to exclusive new series. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get free access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and the podcasts you can download or stream all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide the time will pass brilliantly when you're listening to something you enjoy. So obviously, I have a little deal for you. If you go to audible.com/thebest or text thebest to 500-500, you get your first 30 days free. That is audible.com/thebest or text thebest to 500-500 for 30 free days of Audible.
All right. Next question. SOS. Here's the background. I'm in my 20s and I'm single. I recently went through a tough time that shifted my perspective, making me take a step back to evaluate what's really important to me in life. And I've started to feel a deep longing for a meaningful relationship with a partner that I haven't quite felt before. I've been in two long-term relationships with guys who definitely weren't the one, but in both cases, I was younger, less experienced, and didn't think much about what I wanted for myself long-term. Now, I'm more nervous to approach dating again because everything feels more high stakes as I realize how badly I ultimately want a long-term relationship in my life. At the same time, I don't want to let desperation or fear cloud my mind when dating, nor do I ever want to betray myself by settling for someone for the sake of getting married. So my question for you is, how do I stay patient and sane while navigating the ups and downs of dating, knowing how badly I want something? How do I reconcile being intentional about this deep desire I have without letting it overtake my life? I have other life goals and dreams that I can work towards through my own initiative and determination, but this one is a biggie and not entirely up to me alone. What do you think?
I think that sometimes is important to, like, I don't know, when you read this question, it seemed to me that this person is clearly facing something a little bit overwhelming, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that based on my experience when I was, you know, getting out of a relation, what helped me was to really take some time for myself, to really take a step back and just necessarily not looking at what I wanted on a longer run, but living and making myself serene, trying to center myself a little bit more.
Yes.
And work and relations like friendship and family help me on that, because when you come out of a relation, it's something like it takes a minute for you to digest. It's almost when you, I don't know, when you lose somebody or it's one of those processes that require an incredible amount of time and, you know, like and reorganizing and trying to put yourself back together, you know, as a single individual after a relation. Like, it's an articular process, but we tend to fast forward sometimes, chasing like, oh, I want to be in a relation. So like, the risk is that you will get out of a relation, getting into another relation, and then like finding yourself back at the same point. I think what I will do is step back for a minute. I don't know if...
I think that...
I don't know if you feel what I'm... If it makes sense what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah, it makes total sense. I think... here's what I think I would ask you, Davide. Like, so I think... So she knows that, and she's saying that she doesn't want to... She's scared of that, right? Mm-hmm. So... I think she's asking for like active practices to prevent that from happening. So I would say, like, I really think what the last writer wrote about, and this is what I did, was like having, you know, doing like prayer work and like setting the intention every night. But then during the day, like, you know, to like live your life. And I feel like I felt like I was doing something by having those moments at night where I was setting intentions. I was like, okay, like I'm putting it out into the world. Like, it made me still feel like I was being active mm-hmm. about it without being like trying to do like, you know, get too intense about stuff. And then my question for you, Davide, is like, I feel like men have a pretty like sixth sense about a girl who's like kind of desperate to get into a relationship, and right?
Vice versa, you know, I think it's mutual. Like, women feel the same way about somebody that has the sense of the needy, like. What I would say is that, you know, like, I respect the praying and kind of manifestation sort of exercise and activity, but they might also not work for everybody. Like, I think it's very subjective. So like, I also find in that it's hard to balance things, because like she said, she doesn't want to like, the desperation kind of like them, like they're trying to manifest something might turn in that. So that's what I say. I would take a step back means that I would just stop thinking too much about what I want and what I trying to manifest. I would just trying to live my life a little bit more without thinking too much. Oh, I want a long relation, or actually don't want a long relation. I want to just date a little bit. I want to be like, I would not be too focused on what she wants right now. I would just be more focused on herself and trying to work on herself, trying to heal a little bit, try to, you know, like.
Yeah. Just find things that
make you happy.
That make you happy.
Serene,
that are just very much for you.
That make you balanced.
If it's a workout, or
correct.
If it's a meditation,
if it's a
work,
or traveling,
if he's going or work.
On a date with somebody, fine. Like, or if he's exactly traveling, or like, dive into your work, like into your job, sorry, and trying to do that.
I think not looking for, first of all, the truth is always that when you don't look for, when you're
happens.
Not looking for a relationship, it happens.
Thank
so
you. That's what I was trying
to say. Regardless, if you are waking up every day thinking too hard about wanting a relationship, you're already doing it wrong. I mean, really, like you're going to attract, once you're in a good place, you're going to attract the exact perfect person for you. So I would definitely
cool
your jets a little bit.
I would take some time for myself. I would take care of myself. I would try to make myself happy.
Yeah.
And serene and yeah.
For most people, the new year means rethinking how they take care of themselves. Native makes it easy to switch to a personal care brand that makes all their products with simple ingredients. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're all about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. Native's coconut and vanilla scented aluminum-free deodorant has been a customer favorite for years. And now Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine. They create products that are made with simple ingredients like shea butter and coconut oil so you can smell great all day long. Native deodorant checks a lot of boxes. It's aluminum free. It has 24-hour protection, zero residue on skin application, and over 10 scents to choose from. Now is the time to treat yourself with Native. If you visit their site, you'll not only find deodorant, but body wash, bar soap, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, and sunscreen. Everything you need to take your self-care to the next level.
this year, up your personal hygiene routine with Native. Go to nativedeo.com/best or use promo code best at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/best or promo code best at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay. Sorry if this is a long one, but I started dating my best friend's brother back in May. He lives about an hour and a half away from me, so we would see each other almost every weekend. I thought we had chemistry and so many things in common, but at the same time, we're very different. Pretty sure he's my twin flame, if you can believe that. A little side note, I'm 29, he's 28. I was basically a virgin. Right after we had sex, I felt him become more distant. And now it's August, beginning of September, and he starts reaching out less and less. Fuck. We would always see each other's TikToks and music or send each other TikToks and music throughout the day. But I noticed he started to dislike most of what I sent. All of a sudden, no communication at all. Fast forward, my best friend invited me to Thanksgiving, but I never accepted the invitation until she reminded me closer to the date. I showed up, not thinking much of it. I knew her brother would be there, but I wasn't expecting anything to come out of it. I thought he would at least be cordial. He shows up with the girl he was seeing before me. Why wouldn't your friend let you know that?
That's a loser move.
But your friend should have told you that.
That's not cool.
My heart literally fell out of my ass and I wanted to run out and cry. Obviously, I held it together for the night, but on my way home, I had a mental breakdown. Ever since, I can't stop thinking about him. Any advice how to get over him?
I didn't like the move.
If he does reach out again, should I even give him the time of day? No, bitch. What? No. Nope. Was it wrong of my best friend to not tell me he started seeing his previous girlfriend again? Yes. I haven't talked to her about it. How have you not talked to her about it?
I think don't make the mistake to this is sweet. Don't make the mistake to fail on that little tricky situation of like, oh, now he show up with another girl. So like, now what am I doing? Like, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, this is totally over.
Let
so there's
this
no
is done.
This is
you
done.
Don't need that in your
and
life.
Why it's done is because no man that you want to marry or be with would ever do that to
and without
you.
Without going that far, sorry, I'm not trying to break
no,
that.
No, go ahead.
But like without going, we don't necessarily need to think about marriage when you see somebody. And I know that this age but like let it go. You don't need that in your life right now. Because if it didn't work while you guys were together, and paradoxically, I believe that hour and a half of distance it could work, you know, can make things stronger. And when you don't have too much time to spend with the other person, usually quality time is really what happened with the right person. I think you just don't need something like that in your life. I would stay away as much as I can.
I want to say that you are clearly a very selfless friend because you rely on your best friend to call in those types of moments and have gone through that at her house. And you said that you've barely even talked to her about it. A very like selfless act on your end. Because I'm sure you also understand like, yeah, it's awkward that it's her brother and she clearly still wants to maintain the friendship with you. And, you know, obviously she doesn't want to get in the middle of it. I do think a little heads up, my brother is coming with his ex-girlfriend, like is fair. And here's also what we're really not taking into consideration. Like if you were kind of basically a virgin before you started dating him and you were sexually active with him, that's a fucking big deal.
That's also not cool.
But it's not even, first of all, yeah, it's not cool.
No, for me.
But you're having a more of an emotional connection to him than you should, maybe because you did something that's like one of the most like special things like a human being can do with somebody else. And so I'm sorry for that in itself, you know, but I do think that, no, you're not talking to him again. And that's totally...
Respect yourself.
Fine. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like
and
make,
I think...
Make yourself like... Don't do that.
Yeah.
So if you reach back, close the door.
Yeah. We're going to close. We got to close that
You door. Don't need it to keep it open.
No.
Nothing good is going to come from that.
I'm so sorry that happened. And what a little mix up. But you know what? you're going to, yes, your friendship with your girlfriend has clearly, you know, like you said, it's become a little bit more distant. That's okay. It'll come back.
You should correct me if I'm wrong, but she should.
I know you had to consider that.
At the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And this is a mistake that.
But this is all recoverable. You're going to get your friendship back over some time. And fuck this guy. Damn. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
I feel very privileged that I can experience like how vulnerable. This is great. Thank you for having me. It's always, no, you know what I mean? Because like as a man, you always tend to see things.
One-sided.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel great. Experience is vulnerable. This is great.
I also think it's nice to have you on here because you have a different perspective, but you're a good guy. So you're giving like good guy answers and you're giving like very clear answer. Like you're not like you have nothing to lose than being completely honest with everybody, you know?
Yeah. And I will say one thing that as a man, right? When I listen to certain of this question and the situation and I put myself on somebody else's shoes, which most likely might be a woman, like, or the gentle part of the relation, that's how we say in Italy. It's always interesting to see how if some of these girls will show this amount of vulnerability to a man, I think you could filter way better who's the person that is in front of you. I don't know if it makes sense, but any good man, any man you want next to you will be not touched by showing like the vulnerability. Like don't try to be a badass all the time and then like, you know what I mean? Looking for answers somewhere else. Like just sometimes try to share a little bit of the vulnerability. Might brings you some good stuff.
But
you know?
I also will say what every time when we do these questions, what I always am shocked by is it's always women saying, like, what did I do wrong? Like, should I message him? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He's like, not doing something right. Like, what's like, I think everyone needs to shift their mind to like, I'm fucking wonderful.
Yeah, I'm important. And
I'm important.
Valuable.
Are you good enough for me? If you like shift that narrative in your head, you're going to get a lot of quick answers. It's like women get so defeated by like a relationship not working or like not being chosen by someone.
And it's a large
like,
amount.
You should be fucking choosing your person.
It happens often.
It happens all the time.
Read of these
it's every question, David.
The trend is almost.
It's every question.
It's almost the way around. It's almost, you know, the roles have been, you know what I mean? Like, without being sexist here, but it seems that it's the way around. You're totally right. The narrative is always like now a girl chasing or trying to accomplish, try to conquer somebody or trying to.
Yeah. No.
It's pretty, yeah.
Got to shift that narrative a little bit.
There's obviously no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. I have extremely fine hair. So finding any sort of product that works for fine straight hair has been really, really hard for me. Thanks to my personalized pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been more in love with my hair and able to style it how I want to. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal. Using natural ingredients with proven results, Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros start by asking about you as a person with their in-depth consultation. Pros asks me really unexpected things like, you know, what is your diet like? What kind of style hair do you want? Next, Pros analyzes all my answers to determine a unique blend of ingredients that should be in every product of my custom routine. Together, Pros got all my hair goals covered. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. Isn't that incredible? They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive, Pros is the best hair care you have ever had. They will take all the products back. No questions asked. This is just a dream. There's like literally only winning in this situation. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it.
Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/best. That's PROSE.com/best for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. All right, we have one more. Hi, I'm newly married and absolutely head over heels in love with my husband.
Congratulations.
My question is about this weird jealousy problem I have. He's a pretty well-known creative, famous in his niche area. He's so talented and I feel very lucky that he chose me. You chose him too. See?
Did you guys choose each other?
Yeah.
Good.
When he travels for work pretty frequently, I am jealous. Not of the travel or of the people he's with or anything like that. More that he's found something that he's so good at and that he gets paid to do. I hide this from him, but when he's gone, I'm in such a weird space. I don't take care of myself and frequently fall asleep on the couch high and or drunk. I'm successful in my own field. And when he's in town, I'm on it. Working out, cooking, sleeping well, etc. I guess I'm just asking how I can stay inspired with myself and end this weird jealousy. We are family planning and the thought that he will continue to do what he does, but I'll need to be the one holding down the home makes me feel down, even though I know he'll be an incredible father and partner. Ugh, I hate that you feel that way.
It's kind of an odd space to get out of it.
I know.
I think the answer is right in front of you.
Which is what?
Which is you can love the person next to you unless you don't equally love yourself the same way. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy about you finding this person, about you thinking that this is like this incredible man is next to you and that professionally and personally. This is all great, but don't let, it's almost if you have an issue with that, don't let that crack you. Like you can't do that to yourself because then he might not be the best partner for you. Mm-hmm. The best partner for you should bring the best out of yourself. Either they're around or they're not.
No, I'll say this though. I think this is an issue with herself. Because happens when she's alone.
But no. But what I'm saying, it is clear an issue with herself, but she almost feels triggered by it felt. So much she felt, so much she felt like triggered by who he represents in his world and the jealousy. The feeling of jealousy, I think it's a little bit deeper than that. It should go a little bit deeper than that. Because jealousy could be genuine. Jealousy could be almost like it's always almost linked to love or to a deep feeling. Like, I love my wife. I respect my wife. I admire my wife. I think that is beautiful. I love that my wife is a loved and respected person in her industry and in her community. But I equally consider myself, like I equally love myself and respect myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I love, it's so funny. This morning, I actually told you that you were in the kitchen and I said to you, okay, let's meet downstairs. We are going to work out together, make your coffee. And I walk in the kitchen, music was on, and we're making your coffee. And I said to you, it's a party when you're home.
Yeah.
And it felt so bad when you're not. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that when you're not home, I'm like, you know, it's a fine line, but that's what define a relation or a great partner. So I'm not saying he's a bad partner because of him. It might just don't have a good impact on yourself as a person, you know? Don't feel less than your partner. Don't feel uncompleted. Don't feel like you can't feel off if it's not there.
And listen, I don't want to like make you feel like pressure or anything, but I will say, you know, I would try to figure out how to get out of this funk before you have a baby, because
very important.
It's, you know, you don't know how your emotions are going to be. They're going to be all over the place because your hormones. But listen, like a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, after the baby came, I was an emotional wreck. I wasn't. I was really clear headed. I didn't have a lot of crying spells. I was very like,
you're probably one of the best mental plays I been experiencing.
Thank you.
Right after the baby.
But that's not anything. That's just.
I mean, we did it together, I think.
Totally. But also together, a lot of it is hormonal and out and not in like arc. Like my hormones didn't affect my mood as much. Like you can't help. That just happened to be like how my body reacted. Like that's not any.
Yeah, no, but I was trying to say, I think. Your body and men, like totally. Even mentally, and I'm saying, you're very happy, very content.
100%. But I'm saying it's not by, it's like was an accident that I was like that. Like it could have gone, I was a fucking emotional mess when I was pregnant. I thought it was going to get worse. So you know, it was like an unexpected accident. So what I'm saying is like, I don't want to be like, oh, you know, it's going to be horrible when you have a baby. Because a lot of people said that to me and it fucking wasn't. Because nobody's journey is the same at all. But, you know, you want to be able to have the mental tools to get yourself out of that place. Because you're going to have to do it when you're pregnant and he's gone. And you're going to have to do it when you have a baby and you're gone. And, you know, it's having a baby is hard. And it's the joy of it, you know, brings the hardships to, you know, it evens it out completely. But if you're alone with a baby and you're having these kinds of thoughts or like over drinking, like it gets dangerous. Like it just truly gets dangerous.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I know, it was like my worst nightmare when I was alone with her to like drink too much wine and fall asleep and not hear, you know, not saying you're going to do that. But like, by the way, I also want to tell you, there have been so many nights of my life where I have not, where I've woken up on the couch in the middle of the night because I like accidentally had a bottle of wine by myself and then like took a puff of weed. Like, what you're doing is normal. It's not, but I would say like you just got married and you're planning for a family. When he's gone, let's figure out what you can do to not have that happen. Yeah. So is it doing like, I would plan things at night. Like, so is it like making sure you have plans with friends or like, I have my best friend Austin used to come sleep over at my place in Venice. She was married and had a kid. She would have a come sleepovers in my bed with me when Davide was out of town sometimes. You know, we would like go out to dinner and like.
That's true.
So try to plan around his trips when he's gone by doing fun things for yourself so you're not alone and thinking about it too much. And then I would try to. If it feels like it's getting overwhelming and you can't fix it on your own, or you can't say, you know what you could also try to do? And I know that it sounds fucking crazy, but if I can do sober January, you can, because I'm a monster. Maybe when he's gone, maybe be like, I'm not going to drink tonight, you know, and like go to bed early, watch your favorite stuff, watch all the things that you guys can't watch together, take a bath, get up early, do a workout, try to do that kind of stuff. Take control of it. You know,
I think also one other little exercise I will try to do is like, don't look at the two of you like this is him in his world and this is me in my world. Try to start looking at both of you guys in one world, in your world, the world of the two of you.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You know, like you said, you are about to face getting married is great. New married life is wonderful and so good, but you are about to face very important thing. Either you will decide to have kids or not. That would be an important decision. And I don't know, buying a house if you already didn't. Like there are so many steps ahead that will define your relation and you want to find yourself on the same planet of the person that is next to you.
Yes. In the meantime, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And let's.
Of course.
Yeah, I think.
Clearly you can work on it. You can.
Yeah. It's all very fixable.
Absolutely.
And try to lean into how happy you are. You know, yeah, this is like you just got married.
That is great.
That's a big deal.
It is.
Okay.
Being married is great.
Being married is great.
It is great.
Except for when your wife smells bad.
Yeah, except for. Expensive, fancy cosmetic.
That lotion is like $5 on my arms.
Organic.
It's like the most natural healthy. Hippie shit you can get. But V's Honey says that you should also put it on. You know why I got it? Because it helps with fucking mosquito bites.
I see. It's also January, so like mosquito, not necessarily.
I know. I've had it since the summer.
Around this time of the year.
Hold on. I'm going to Google it and we're going to read what it does. Because It is really helpful. What is ozonated? Ozonated? I hate not being able to pronounce things. I feel so fucking stupid.
Now you know how I feel, and it, believe me, it happens way more often than happened to you.
Ozonated olive oil holds a variety of health benefits, but is most commonly used for conditions of the skin and external body, much as you would use a therapeutic salve or a cream. A massage, as massage paste? No. But people use it as an antioxidant to help with lactic acid and toxins released from the pores of the skin. Good for massages. Okay, well, that would be wild to use it during a massage because this shit smells fucking crazy. Let's read the following information. I feel like I want people to use this. So I want to know about it. Okay, this is like very scientific. Treating symptoms associated with... It protects skin against external aggressors. It is moisturizing and nourishing. It purifies, regenerates, and repairs the skin. It improves blood circulation. It controls and prevents the proliferation of germs. It improves cellular metabolism and strengthens the natural anti-inflammatory system. It treats problematic or damaged skin.
Damn, it's incredible.
It helps to avoid the use of medical treatments.
Imagine
such
how
as-
much better it would be if they would figure out to make it smell better. It's like the vitamins, those vitamins that you give it to me that taste like...
You're a baby. Like,
why don't you just...
Oh, we can use it on diaper rash.
Like squeezing
acne,
orange.
Acne, foot disorder, scratches, rubbing, scars, bites and stings, blood circulation, general skin.
This is great, guys. Just, it's great.
Look, this one, it has a cute family. It's owned by a cute family. All right. Davide, always a pleasure.
It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Someone said recently that we should start a dating app for Italian men and American women. What do you think?
I'm afraid that it might turn into an illegal activity. Pimping Italian through America. No, guys, it doesn't.
It's not like every guy is like Davide. Davide's particularly nice.
Wow, this is a very nice compliment. I wasn't looking for a compliment.
Oh, like well, that. No, you deserve it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay.
What I was trying to say is that it doesn't necessarily need to be from Italy.
Yeah, it can be from
men
anywhere.
And women.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
But I will say in the US, like, go to the South. There's a lot of nice gentlemen in the South who love their mamas. Want to treat a lady right.
Trying to be politically correct, but yeah, South is great.
You just got to date a guy who loves his mom. That's the trick.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe one that wasn't too loved by his mama. I'm not saying my mom didn't love me. My mom died for me, but like.
Yeah, no, don't do. We have your brother's relationship sure. with your mom is not healthy. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, worse.
Thank you. Thank you again.
I love you.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.